Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right, hey everybody. Sorry we are a little bit late. Jason's saying technical difficulties. John's here. Is it on? It was not on. I am too dumb to be able to work my own computer. So we figured we could go live and have you guys watch me like a monkey try and smash my computer, or just have you guys kind of wait. So hopefully the waiting was the right decision, but that's what we did. Michael and Yaya are color coordinated with their wall, which is impressive.
We matched.
I don't know. We have to go to a meeting after, so we're color coordinated, but we didn't know the wall was the same. So.
I'm going to tell myself that you guys dressed up for us in Cleaning Nation, yes, and the meeting sure. is. Yeah. All right. And just this is going to be boring for the podcast guests, but for everyone watching on video, Yaya, you can't come in here with a tank top and a cool tattoo without giving us the gun. Like, all right. Oh, hold on. I guess we need it this way so we can see the I thought it went all right. That a girl. We got a Quebecer in the house with Chris. Daisy says, "Oh, look at you guys," which is such a Daisy thing. All right. So this is Michael and Yaya. They are second newest. Mary came after you guys. So our second newest Millionaire Mastermind folks. And I just, the more I spend time with that group and the people in it specifically, the more I'm like, you guys need to know them. I'm doing a bunch of yapping on here's how to do this and here's how to grow and fine. But it's always more fun to hear from people that are doing it right then. So before we jump into the meat of it, why don't you guys just give us a quick like intro on who you are, what you do, and why anyone should care. I know I care, but we need to let them know.
So I start. Sure. I'm Yaya. I'm from Czech Republic. I came to America a long time ago. And I started cleaning houses with my friend, and I learned everything, how to clean, and I really was good in that, cleaning houses, right? That's what I knew to do. I didn't speak English, so I went and I cleaned houses for all day, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had the opportunity to buy my houses from the girl I worked for, so I bought it. So I had a really nice small business and I could take care of myself, right? Mm-hmm. And then I met Michael.
Then the world went all to heck.
Then things went downhill. If you're tuning in to learn how to either A, grow your cleaning company, or B, come from Europe and find a specimen of a man like Michael, either way, you're in the right spot. We're going to solve both of those problems today. Step one, be super good looking. So that if we don't have that, this is at least for the Michael piece of it.
She's
great. Sure. Well, that's only for the guy getting. You can be not so. Look at Michael and I. We're very successful. So you don't have to be good looking to build a business just to get the Michael type guy. So first of all, I've known Yaya feels like a year. Maybe it's a little less, but many months. That 38 seconds is the most I've heard her speak since we've met. So not for lack of begging and asking. Yeah, Michael does all the talking, but today Yaya's like, I have some things to say, and you people are going to listen, and I love
it. She always has a lot to say. It's a background, so it's good.
Well, that was fantastic. So I've already got 37 questions to follow up on that. I promise we're going to get to Michael, but you can't just say like all this fascinating stuff. Anything. Michael's like, I'm just fine. We'll switch it. Michael will be the eye candy, and Yaya will be the spokesperson for a second. All right. So I obviously knew you came from the Czech Republic. I had no idea you didn't speak English when you got here. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Holy heck. How did you do that? Did you go right to Chicago, or where did you immigrate to here in the States?
Well, I came to I actually started in Philadelphia. I had a couple friends here. And they knew the English, so I was just going
around. The English.
I still don't speak English.
Maybe. All right, hold on. I have to bust Michael. This is on you, Michael. You brought this on yourself. So we've seen Yaya's ability, or Yarmila, I guess if we're being, fancy. Yes. But Yaya's ability to speak English. Now, since we're busting her chops, Michael, why don't you go ahead and speak the Czech that you know?
Okay, dobry den. What else do you want me to say?
Is that all of it?
That's about it.
Schnitzel.
But food-related things we got. I get that.
Yes, all right. It's the same in every language. Yes, dear.
The nod and the smile and the I'll be good. Just
ahoy, it's a pirate saying hello. It's good.
Okay, we got so there's we've got some commonality.
Yeah, sorry, we'll go back to cleaning now.
Yeah, well, are we? Okay, we can go back. So, how long did it take? So, you lived with people that spoke English and Czech, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to learn? I mean, that's amazing. If you sent me the Czech Republic, I would be overwhelmed without speaking if they didn't speak English there.
Well, it took me years pretty much to learn English.
And did you take classes? Did you just talk to the people that spoke to you? No, just watch TV? You just like sort it out?
I drink a lot of vodka. And I start talking to people, I guess.
Drink a lot of vodka and start talking to people.
Right, if you guys are taking notes, that would be note one. Drink the vodka. And now we're picking up men, learning new languages, and building cleaning companies. So we've got three.
Yes,
the deliverables are just piling up. All right. When you met Michael, how many years had you, I got so many questions. So how many years had you been in the States when you met Michael, and what size was your business in terms of revenue or employees or whatever you want to kind of measure it by?
So before I met Michael, I had just a small business. It was like $4,000 a month. I was by myself, and I also had some friends sometimes come and help me clean so I could help my friends who came to America and didn't have the job. So I took them with me to clean houses and help them make them some money, pretty much.
So you were making enough kind of to just pay your own bill, not that $4,000 you're gonna get rich, but you could pay your own bills. You could have a little help, not a little, she may have been a big lady, I don't know, but you could have a helper that helped on some of it. And that just kind of where, and you got to the point where you're like, okay, I can speak English.
Yeah.
All right. And how long was that journey? Was that 6 months, a year, 10 years?
Years. Yeah. Probably 10 years for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So 10 years just to go from, I don't know any, I know very few people here. I'm guessing I have very little American money. I have zero knowledge of the language. 10 years to go to, okay, I'm a business owner. Yeah. I speak the language. I've got a pseudo employee, right? I don't know what if it was, whatever, but I've got a little extra money to help someone else. That was a 10-year journey. All right, now we're going to bring Michael in the picture. Before we do, what was the big thing? Because a lot of our listeners are in that, hopefully not in the 10-year journey. If you are, for crying out loud, growmycleaningcompany.com, like we can say, please don't take a decade to do that. But we only teach in English. I don't know how to speak Czech. Maybe if you reach out to Yaya and you only speak Czech, she will give you her course. Maybe it's cheaper. I don't know. Maybe it's in Czech. I have no idea, but she can help you with Czech.
Yeah,
I can only help
you in English. Yeah.
And if you want to get a dude, you definitely have to call Yaya. I have no clue on how to do that. Yaya's got at least one better experience than me and Michael. All right. So that took 10 years. Holy heck. What was the big learning thing that you can give to your folks out there that are still in the middle of that? They're still cleaning by themselves. Maybe they have a helper, maybe they don't, but they're kind of just making enough money to pay bills. Any big lesson, or good or bad, like do this, or wow, don't do this. This was terrible.
Well, definitely clean well. Don't be scared to get the help you need. I think definitely invest in yourself to get education. Definitely. Yeah. Invest the money in it.
Says the woman that's like, I just learned English on my own. I didn't need no Rosetta Stone. I just figured that crap out. It's easy.
She speaks multiple languages. It's really intimidating. That's why she doesn't talk much. But it's also
yeah, if she gets mad, maybe we'll get a little alcohol on her at the next event. And when she gets mad, you get her to like yell at me in Italian. You don't even drink.
No more drinking.
I'll just have to get her really mad. If there's no alcohol, I'll have to get her even angrier to start yelling at me in Italian or Czech or something. That'll be fun. Mike, if that happens, video it. I need the video, and I'll be too freaked out. I'll forget. But you can keep your composure. Okay. So 10 years, the big kind of takeaway from that is learn from other people. Don't try and figure it out on yourself. Work hard, clean well. Is that fair?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay.
So then this Yahoo shows up. How on God's green earth do you meet this fine fellow?
Well, that's a sordid story.
Those are the best.
That's a lot of story. So yeah, we met through mutual friends out and about. So my life had a lot of different curves, but our connecting in the cleaning business is my background, multiple companies I've owned and you know, similar, I've shared with you, I've owned car dealerships and I did condo conversion out of that. I had a very large condo development company. When the market crashed, kind of my life took a massive multi-million dollar turn for
the crazy.
Oh, not a good day. Not a good day when the bank calls, right? So that was a massive turn. So I kind of just took a dive for a while. Was not a good season of life. But the great season is God provided an amazing woman that I started chasing around houses. That's when I started. I met her and I started, she said Swiffer. That's all of the English she really spoke. So, no, the reality is when she had her house business, we started meeting each other and I started actually going to some houses with her to learn what the heck she was doing. And also because I really was intrigued with her. So I was cleaning houses, but because of my business background, I didn't know any better other than to learn what the cleaning business was, because my background, I never in my life cleaned. I even grew up, my parents were successful. I had people clean my bedroom when I was a kid. I didn't ever clean. So I learned, why was she successful? Because she had a process and all the ways that she was doing the practical operation side. But dummy me, I started teaching her to teach other people to clean instead of getting out of the cleaning. So a short period of time, we started having, because she had such a great process of what she was doing, we organized all that process and our business started growing rapidly. We started having lots of employees. We got up to like 10 staff members and I didn't know what to do technology wise. I was doing Yelp and Groupon and every freaking thing in the world. And we were busy out of our skull. And
so hold on, we're going to unpack that because already you're saying a bunch.
Yeah, so this is a lot of lessons for people.
So 0 to 10 years, it's, I don't want to say old school, but that's the best language I could do. Is just, you know, you can say a lot of things about her, but lazy ain't one of them, right? So it was just a lot of like, I need money and I got a strong back and that's all I got and good hands. So I'm gonna make this happen.
Yeah, I was even driving with a map, reading it. There was no phones and navigation and all that.
She's sending away to Czech Republic for a map of the states in Czech. So she
and I got there somehow.
So you guys, at least looks young, but Michael and I look old enough to remember when we had paper maps as opposed to these phones doing everything.
Yes, hers was paper map. She did it. I don't even know how to read that one. So she did
Get it out.
So 10 years of that, and then how long before you and Michael, and first of all, I love the story of, we have so many people that are, I would say 99% of our clients come to us are either, I'm real good at cleaning, Mike, but I don't know much about business, help me out. Great, we love to solve that problem. And then I don't know anything about cleaning. I've got a lot of like, so the first one's kind of the yah-yah position, and the second one's Michael. Like, I'm good at business, I know how to do stuff, but help me contextualize how to be successful in this business so I don't have to figure it out over the next 5 or 10 years. Just tell me right away. Rarely do we have a couple that is one of each. Like, you guys are the power couple in terms of Yaya had her thing, Michael had his thing, and separately, who knows how successful you would have been or how long it would have taken, but together, you know, we're always talking about the importance of mentoring and coaching. It's, you know, one way, I guess, is to pay me. Another guy is just to find a good looking girl that has a skill set you don't have and just do that. So that's a second way to go about it. So how long did it take Yaya from when you met Michael and started working together, at least, to go from 0 to 10 employees after 10 years of just hustle, 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 getting to you cleaning yourself?
A year, probably. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Michael was really good.
Probably about a year or so. I mean, we started doing a lot of, all I knew to do was like do everything. And that's when I talked to you initially, it's like, dude, you're running like 8 different kinds of businesses. And that's, you know, so we were like just throwing mud on the wall. We literally in Chicago, that's our market where we were, that, I mean, we were having people drive 100 miles to do a house and then do office buildings and church facilities and apartments and just everything.
Yeah.
And it was chaos. And when I said before, we did Groupon. I mean, we were like on the phone nonstop, just 12, 15 hours a day, because I could sell. I mean, and I would have people cancel Groupon, and tell them I'll do it for $180 instead of the $35 that's on Groupon. Just Groupon was pissed at me. I mean, I did all kinds of things to figure out how to make money because I didn't know how to run this kind of business. Does that make sense? I mean, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was trying to figure it out.
So
we
that's
were super busy. And so try to get to the story so I can wrap up because I know we're time.
Well, no, there's right there. I don't want you to cover over that because I know to you it seems normal, but that's not normal. So I want to make sure everyone else gets what just happened here and why you're successful in spite of none of those things that you said I would coach you to do. But you're still successful. Right. So I want to hear people like, wait a sec, Mike's holding up. Michael is this really smart guy, but it sounds like he's doing a bunch of dumb things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1,000%. So let's look at what that looks like. So Yaya for 10 years took a very conservative approach. I will work hard. I will do a good job. I'm not going to try anything new probably. And I'm sure there's fear. Please don't hear me judging. Hear me going, that's probably what I would do in a new country. I don't understand the laws. I don't understand the language. I don't understand the customs. I'm just doing the best I can. So I get that. And then Michael comes in for a year. And the only thing that changed, no good systems, no good processes, no good anything. He just said, I'm going to try a lot and I'm going to be willing to fail a ton. And I'm guessing 90, from what you're telling me, none of that stuff was a good idea. 90% of it probably went wrong. But magically, with a terrible system, and from what I'm hearing a 3 on systems and processes and a 10 on execution. Like, mm-hmm. Michael's like, I'm going to do something wrong, but boy, am I going to do it all out, right? If I'm going to screw this thing up, let's really screw it up. So I want people to leave. And again, this is from the guy trying to sell systems and processes. I'm still saying if I could pick the perfect system with no execution, and I feel like we've got a great system, keep your money. Don't come. I can't help you. I can't help you. It's never going to work. Or Michael, who's got, no offense, a terrible system, but a 10 on execution, I'll take that guy every day of the week, right? So that's the one thing that, and that's what I love about my Millionaire Mastermind, folks, and I want you guys to write this down, guys and gals that are taking notes. The people that we start kind of at the basic level and really help them, some I think without us, they probably wouldn't do so good, and some of them with us, they'll do a lot better and we can really help change lives. When it comes to the Millionaire Mastermind folks, and I see Mary and Michelle and Dylan and Daisy and Jason are all on here. These are the guys and gals that would succeed with or without me. So I wish I could be like, well, I'm going to take a lot of credit for Michael. Yeah. Like they were dying before me and now they're geniuses. Couldn't be further from the truth. Michael was super bright. They were both hard workers. It's so much fun because with you guys, I get to help you go farther faster. But had I not shown up, you'd have just figured someone else out. Like you were going to succeed. And I'm so honored to be able to help you. But I just want people to get that if you're waiting for a coach to kind of be the magical thing, you're never going to work. Michael didn't be like, well, I'd love to help you. I'd love to grow, but I don't have a coach. So I'll just sit here and die. He's like, I'll just do a bunch of crap and I'll probably not work out, but at least I'll get some results. And you probably work 20 times as hard as you need to get the results, but by golly, you got the results, right? Which is massive. So I would love to hear both of your perspective on the difference between waiting for everything to be perfect. It won't be. Like, I'm not saying there's no value in coaching, but I don't want people to think there's the magic, you know, the coach needs a Michael and Yaya, right? I can't coach a lump or a stone or a tree. I need someone that's like comes with batteries included, that's willing to get up and hustle. So talk to me about your perspective on that. Both of you.
I think that, I mean, well, you know, we can't get into all our story, but I mean, we were at a point in our life that we were super hungry to make something happen. We had a lot going on that we had no way to make a move, but we decided this was a great vehicle to go and make something happen. So we just decided this is where we were going to put a stake in the ground and make money at it. And there was no way, you know, we burned the bridges that this was what we're going to make income through. And made a decision together to do that. I will say, if you are in a small business situation, questioning should you put an investment like into the clean profit method and learn it, absolutely, even from a small business and come up with that money and figure out how to do it, because growing the wrong way like we did creates massive stress in your life. You know, grow this animal becomes so big, it's like you start feeling like I got to do everything, and it's just it hurts, eats you, everyone. It owns your life, you know. Yeah. So, do the right things gets where you want your life to really go, and that's the coaching you've given, and being around great people across the country that we've gotten to meet. It's like night and day difference of what kind of life we're forging out now compared to running like crazy people trying to accomplish something. So for us, we moved part of our life. We're back and forth between Chicago and San Diego. 5 years ago, I was also diagnosed with epilepsy out of the blue, and that was a rough experience. So for 3 years, I really was not doing anything with our business, and we had enough in place because we had met you. I went through the Clean Profit Method kind of before it was even live. So I had put some better things in place to manage the pieces of the business we had put together that allowed us to have freedom and income coming in through systems and processes that weren't even the best of things, but they were way better than what we had been doing. And thank God, you know, I mean, that's a huge win in life, because this thing is a machine now that provides us opportunity to travel and income. We're go-getters for sure. So we're like always wanting more and trying to contribute more. So now we're niching more as you're teaching us and learning from great people that have bigger businesses and have more, you know, skill set put together in arenas that we don't have. And it's just amazing to have that experience. So we're excited about the next few years of what we're able to do. We're learning how to fire clients, and we did fire two more today. It's so exciting. So, you know, we get rid of those, and then it opens up opportunity for the right things that produce the right results down the line that we want. And so we're blessed by you and, you know, the whole group. So yeah, we're excited.
And obviously vice versa. I got to say, like, this is my favorite thing about the Millionaire Mastermind is, you know, kind of at the lower levels, it's 90% me and 10% the group. And at the Millionaire Mastermind, I'd like it to be the other way, right? I'd like you guys to contribute. I think we're about 50-50, but I love, and I just want to tell you guys personally, you've been so, there's a couple of people I had in my eye, like, we're going to get you in the group. You and Mary Calverly were the ones I'm like, we need their voice in this group. So, yeah. Yeah, that's why I keep screaming at Yaya, because when I say their voice, I mean their, like, literal voice. I mean, we love seeing your smile, Yaya, but I really want the voice as well. So let me, and again, it's so funny, Mike is, or Michael's saying so many things that I could see you just taking it for granted, like, obviously, and from an outsider's perspective, I want to unpack it for the audience, because they don't take it for granted. So I love, Michael, how you just kind of, as a throwaway, like, oh yeah, and by the way, I got diagnosed with epilepsy in my adulthood, right? No big deal. So funny, I'll have people, makes me want to just throw something. Well, I'm going on a vacation, or I've got a cold, or like, when you're not really committed to getting results, one excuse is just as good as another, right?
Yeah.
I've literally had Mariana, our coaching call, off with a member that, oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
You have to get off the call with one person who was explaining for an hour why she couldn't make it work. She had Evie Lynn, one of our amazing elite graduates, stage 3 cancer, calling from her cancer bed to make this thing happen. So I just love that successful people go, yeah, I got diagnosed with epilepsy in my adult, so this is how I'm going to have to, this is what success is going to look like for me. That's all. That was like not even a stop. It was, you know, I'm obviously oversimplifying. I'm sure it was a lot more emotional than that, but I don't think there's any point you're like, well, so I guess we just can't fill out the blank, live our lives, build a business, do what God put us on this earth to do. You're just like, well, it just might look a little different. And that's how that is. And unsuccessful people. So that's a real challenge, right? It's got to be dealt with. Yeah. And you go, okay, so then it's just, that's how we do it. Whereas other people would be, I've got a hangnail, so I'm out, right? Like my spouse isn't supportive, or just whatever the thing is. I don't have money. I'm not good looking. I wasn't educated. No, blah, blah, blah. I could give 1,000 excuses that are all bull crap compared to your actual challenge. And you're like, yeah, so what? I got a life to live, and I got a business to run, and I got a beautiful wife to live my life with. And that's just how that's going to go. Did you have any temptation to be like, oh, I could use this as an excuse, or maybe I shouldn't, or we should slow down? Or were you just like, it is what it is?
I mean, it still currently affects our life. I mean, I haven't driven a car in 5 years. I still deal with, I mean, for 3 years, I was so medicated. There's trying to figure out how to stop grand mal seizures, which happened every week for 3 years. I mean, it's not easy. But that said, that also helps define why we're forging out a business like this. And it's also just, you know, as a is I can encourage anyone who's got a smaller scale business or someone who's trying to get somewhere. This industry, built properly with the systems like you're teaching and we're learning, can produce freedom. And that's an unusual thing. I mean, you can do it with not a lot of investment. This is just an unbelievably freeing, flexible business. And, you know, the days happen all the time where I bang my head against the wall with, you know, dips in the road or whatever. But the opportunity is there to have lifestyle and freedom. So just, you know, that encouragement is put the energy in, because it can produce something that goes beyond just a cleaning job. You know, that's, you know, yeah, I was happy for years having a nice little income as someone younger and doing what she did. We still have our own struggles. I'm not super technical and my brain is skippy sometimes with, I can't speak once a week. She definitely has troubles with understanding people's English sometimes and accent. So we have our own issues, but we're learning mindset things and encouragement from the group and everyone to overcome those. So we've learned to not take these as excuses, but reasons to do something.
That's exactly right. And fill it out. Health, money. I'm not from here. I don't speak the language. Like, whatever the freaking, like, you guys have got excuses if you wanted them. But I love and that is so common with every successful person I've had, that the, I don't speak English, therefore I can't, and I don't know what it's like immigrating to America from the Czech Republic, but I can't imagine it's easy. Like, they've just got planes leaving every 20 minutes. You just hop on and show up and they give you like $100 in an apartment. Like, I'm guessing it's a little different than that. And for a young single woman to be like, yeah, so I want freedom. I could stay here, and I'm guessing comfort would have been a lot better. There's people that know me and like me and trust me, and they speak my language. And I know the laws and the customs and the, how everything works. I could just be here and, or not. And same with the health thing, just going, I could just curl up and die, or go, or we're just gonna have to build a business that supports me. And the cool thing is, we all have that, right? So the point isn't like, oh my gosh, look at Michael and Yaya, because they've had their struggles and they're so smart. We all have struggles, right? His struggles are one, hers are another. I got my own, trust me. But that, because I have this struggle, and fill in the blank, right? Don't be like, oh, Michael's struggles. That's what really pisses me off when people go, oh, well, Michael and Yaya, he's talented or born rich or whatever. Old. I'm with you on the old. I don't know if you're older than me or not, but we're both older than Yaya. That's the key. Just that opportunity to go, because of my circumstances, just like you said, I'm going to use that as a reason to create what I want to create, as opposed to an excuse to just curl up and die. So, the big takeaways I'm getting so far, and I'm gonna let you guys finish with whatever you want to say, is one, doing something or anything all in, I'm going to make this happen, even without a structure, is going to get you much farther than keeping the status quo, right? Like if Yaya was just like, yeah, everyone I know grew up here and lived here and dies here, and that's how it is, she would still be there and would have never met Michael, wouldn't be here, and would have a very different life. And when she met Michael, she just said, no, you don't understand. I'm just going to stay in this little box. But when he said, let's just try this and let's try that, and they were all terrible ideas. But 10 well-executed terrible ideas are going to crush one unexecuted good idea every time. So that'd be my first thing, is I'd rather see you do something and have it do wrong than do nothing. Like, you can't steer a parked car, right? So you did a kind of a bad idea and it didn't go right. So you shift a little and it wasn't quite as bad idea, and you kind of repeated. And then obviously we met and you're like, oh, I can do this further. I can go further faster. But you were at least going. Had you been staying still, we probably would have never even met. So, actually, I'll let you guys end it any way you want, about anything you want. Give whatever you think would be the most value to the folks out there. We're going to let Yaya go first, so I know I get some more Yaya time in, and then we'll let Mike finish this out, or Michael.
Okay, so what would I say? I would say definitely systemize your business. Don't be pulled back from others, your clients. If you're still cleaning and you want to stop cleaning, don't have them pull you back into cleanings, because they're going to be complaining. You know, nobody likes the change. So just, if it's not a good fit anymore, let them go and find new ones, I think. Don't be scared.
Shift another it. Perfect example of excuses. I would quit cleaning, but my clients won't let me. Like, there's some sort of thing, slave labor in the United States, where they can force you to clean, right?
I have to clean my house.
Yeah, I would stop cleaning, but so I love what I hear Yaya saying is, if you decided you don't want to clean anymore, A, get some systems and processes, of course, and B, don't let anyone stop you. Not your clients, not your employees, not anybody that says you can't. We got to tune all that crap out. Am I putting words in your mouth, Yaya, or is that kind of where you're at?
No, this is perfect. Yes, thank you.
Okay. And by the way, guys, gals, if you want to, if you're like, I would like these processes and systems, I'll give you two options. And even it's so cool because you guys can't see the chat, but Dylan and Daisy and Jason, a lot of their Millionaire Mastermind folks, because they're fairly new, are like, I didn't know, you know, Jason's like, great, I already knew you two were amazing, but even more so. So like they're, I mean, I'm even getting to know details of the story. So this is a lot of fun. For everyone out there, growmycleancompany.com is where you go to get all of our, we've done over 500 of these broadcasts. There's so much free crap there. Start with the online on-demand training, totally free, nothing for sale on it. Just start there. If you're like, I would like, and everyone, by the way, saying, I can't wait to meet you guys. Mary's like counting the days to hang out with you. So everyone, all of us, the Millionaire Masterminds, we have 3 meetings a year. So this will be their first meeting. This one is one of the very, very few, I don't know if it'll ever happen again, but in April, we are all going to get together. We're going to do the Millionaire Mastermind event, and then we're going to have an event open to Cleaning Nation. So if you want to come to that event, hang out with Michael and Yaya and myself and Jason, all the other people, go to growmycleancompany.com/event. It's like $200. So come on, crying out loud. Yeah. You got to get here on your own hotel, and you got to pay $200 plus, you know, however you get here in a hotel and all that crap. And just so you know, Michael, before I let you finish, John says, this is a great video. Hearing your story will help those who are struggling in business. So I want to encourage you guys. Your voice is, and it's so funny. We just had our Millionaire Mastermind meeting yesterday. One of the other guys, James, who was on, he's like, I'm still getting like 4 calls a week. I felt guilty. I didn't know. So hopefully, so don't bother Michael and Yaya. Be nice. Or if you do one at a time, we'll get a number system. So you can't overwhelm Michael and Yaya. Be slow. No. All right. So Michael, give us your best, anything you'd like to say in life, business, we're all listening.
Yeah, I just would like to, I guess, say we've really come full circle that the opportunity to be able to serve people is a real gift. And when you are not doing systematically things proper in business, it limits your ability to serve.
1,000%.
So I think it's very important that you can get organized and systematic, like we were all talking about, so that you actually can flourish with your abilities to serve the right people that you're supposed to be handling. And I would just encourage everyone to take that next step, even if you're fearful, because it's going to make a big difference in your business, in your life. So come join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And again, Michael's earned the right to say that because he's a guy that would try 27 things, right? So he's not just saying, oh, you should give it a try, but I would stay home. Michael's probably got 4 events he's already signed up for. I only know about the ones. So he has earned the right. Yaya's earned the right. Guys, gals, growingcleancompany.com is all the information. growingcleancompany.com/event if you want to hang out with us. And I might have to, maybe Michael and Yaya will put them on stage for a little bit, see if that's something to share. We'll see. I'll talk to them about that. So they'll be there, at least in the audience, maybe on stage.
Yeah,
we
will. Yeah.
And when I say you guys, I clearly mean Yaya. Michael and I'll be sitting in the front row. Just Yaya with a spotlight. Maybe an interpreter. I don't know. She gets angry and starts talking to Jack. All right, guys. We're supposed to go 20 minutes. We're at 33. You guys are the best. See you, Cleaning Nation. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.